This is a Jax podcast produced by the Jackson Laboratory, distributor of gold standard laboratory mice and services. Choose the best for your research. Ask for the J. In this episode, Ray Lambert, senior editor for Jax Mice and Services, interviews Dr. George Hoshangalis from the University of Pennsylvania School of Dental Medicine about his research on periodontitis.
Good afternoon, Dr. Hoshangalis, and thank you for agreeing to talk to us about your research on periodontitis. Can you briefly describe this disease, why you think it's so important, and how you became interested in it?
Well, I became interested in periodontitis probably because I'm a dentist by training. Although after I finished dental school, I decided that I was more interested in research and pursued a PhD. I got my dental degree in Athens, Greece, and did my PhD in the United States at the University of Alabama in Birmingham. And during my research, I thought that the periodontitis was a very interesting research area, and this is where I have focused my research efforts in the past 12 or 15 years now.
Now, periodontitis is mediated by an aggressive immune response to invading tooth bacteria, and you focused on the involvement of two immune system components, two receptors, one called the complement 5A receptor, or C5AR, and the other one called toll-like receptor 2, or TLR2. Now, why these two receptors?
Well, first of all, the toll-like receptor system and the complement system, they are very major systems of innate immunity. And it's not only that, they cross-talk with many, especially complement, they cross-talk with a variety of other cell signaling pathways and other physiological or pathophysiological systems, like complement, for example, cross-talks with the coagulation system. And they have many, many functions. So by disrupting, when you intervene and inhibit, let's say, a complement receptor, you are intervening in a much deeper sense than just blocking a single receptor. Now, why we focus on these two receptors is that we discovered over the years that the complement C5A receptor from complement and the toll-like receptor 2 from the toll-like receptors were the main receptors that are being activated during active periodontitis. And not only that, is that these two receptors cross-talk with each other. In other words, they synergize for destructive inflammation. You need both receptors to see destructive periodontitis, at least in the preclinical models that we are testing. And that means that even if you block just one of the two receptors, then you inhibit, you can inhibit destructive inflammation. And this is what we published recently in Journal of Immunology. Although we are not saying that the complement C5A receptor is more important than TLR2, just by blocking the C5A receptor, we're able to inhibit the destructive crosstalk between these two receptors, and thus we're able to inhibit periodontitis.
I'm going to skip over to question 4 because I think you answered my third question.
I'm sorry.
That's fine, that's fine.
We can talk about the third question in more detail.
Okay, all right. Well, based on your results then, what did you conclude about the roles of C5AR and TLR2 in periodontitis?
Well, there are these two receptors. They cross-talk, as I mentioned before, and there are two main outcomes from this cross-talk, which are seemingly different, but they serve the one purpose, which is in favor of the bacteria. Porphyromonas gingivalis, which is a keystone pathogen in periodontitis, exploits these two receptors in order to instigate a subversive signaling that incapacitates leukocytes from killing P. gingivalis. If we block either the TLR2 or the C5A receptor, then we enhance the ability of the leukocytes to kill P. gingivalis. At the same time, however, this crosstalk leads to inflammatory responses. These inflammatory responses, the only thing they do is to promote inflammatory destruction of the periodontal tissue. They do not clear the bacteria. It's an inflammatory response that is not conducted from the host point of view. And the reason that Pinto Givalis in a very sophisticated way sets up or instigates this crosstalk, first to avoid elimination, and second to instigate destructive inflammation. Of course, it's not to destroy, it doesn't think that they need to destroy our tissues. Bacteria do not think, of course. But this is something that selects for the bacteria, because this bacteria would not be able to persist in the periodontal tissue if the only thing they were going to do is to avoid elimination. They would starve to death. These bacteria, they feed on the inflammatory spoils. That is when the tissue is destroyed. The released peptides and other degradation products are their food. Also, they get from the destroyed tissue, they get hemin, which is an essential source of iron. Mm-hmm. So the inflammation serves their nutritional needs, but of course it destroys our tissues.
Right.
And like I said again, they kill two birds with one stone. They avoid elimination and they promote their growth, mm-hmm. by getting this crosstalk between TLR2 and the C5a receptor.
Now, Dr. Hashangalis, you were able to mitigate and even reverse periodontitis in mice. And how did you do that?
Well, first, yes, we tested the C5a receptor antagonist in a both preventive and therapeutic setting. Preventive, that means that we treated the mice with the antagonist before we induced the disease by infecting the mice with Porcinoma gingivalis. But in another experiment, we waited for about 2 weeks after the onset of the disease, that mm-hmm. is when enough time to see bone loss, and then we treated the mice again with the antagonist, and we saw that this stopped the development of periodontitis. I would not say we reversed it, but we stopped the development.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the reversal is correct in terms of the inflammation, but unfortunately when you lose bone, you lost it. I would not go that far to say that this treatment would regenerate bone, and I don't think that bone regeneration is something that can be readily achieved through anti-inflammatory interventions. Not that it's impossible, but it's not something that I have data to talk about.
Right. Now, what are the chances that a similar strategy will be used to treat human periodontitis?
I think that the chances are highly likely, first of all, because these receptors are also involved in promoting the promoting the survival of Pinto Givalis even with human leukocytes, it's not just mouse leukocytes. Also, these two receptors are also involved in promoting inflammation in human system, and the inhibitor that we use to treat the mice is exactly the same that can be used for humans. This is an antagonist that can target both mouse and human C5a receptor, and actually there have been drugs based on this antagonist and that have been used and were found to be safe in human volunteers, not of course for periodontitis, we are not there yet, but for other diseases where complement inhibition at the C5 receptor level could be beneficial. So there are drugs available and quite safe, and therefore our findings in the mouse system are likely to move quickly to the clinic at the translational level at some point.
Well, that's great. And I did notice that in your paper you reported any side effects. Any ill side effects to the mice either?
No, we haven't noticed any side effects in the mice, but I have to admit that, you know, we treat the mice only for a few weeks.
Right.
From the models we used, the longest, we had the short-term model and the long-term model. I think the long-term model goes overall 6 weeks for the, I think it's about 8 weeks at most. So that's not a long time. Of course, in the life of a mouse, 8 weeks is much more than human.
Yes.
But the reason that I believe these are safe treatments is that they have passed phase one trials for human diseases, not periodontitis, but they have been tested in human volunteers and they have been found safe in clinical phase one trials.
Well, Dr. Hajengalis, thank you for talking to us about your exciting research, and we wish you and your colleagues every success.
Thank you very much for having me. It was a pleasure talking with you.
You've been listening to a JAX podcast by the Jackson Laboratory. If you need laboratory mice and services for your research, settle for nothing less than the gold standard set by the Jackson Laboratory. Ask for the J. Learn more at www.jax.org/jaxmice. That's www.jax.org/jaxmice.